Okay, how does the theme song go?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No, that is, oh my God, that's McDonald's. We've covered this 1,000 times.
We don't have a theme song. Every time you want me to have a theme song, we don't.
We don't have a theme song.
We could do a bong, make a run for the border. Level 13.
Why are you so obsessed with fast food suddenly? It's like it's only fast food themes that you're... All right. Anyway, hi, Level 13. Welcome to the Daily Cruise Report. I feel like, you know, Adam...
I would like to just say I am stuffed.
Okay, good.
I am so full. We just ate. I had a full meal.
I am glad that one of us
had
that experience.
I'm stuffed. Could not eat another thing.
I am glad that one of us had that experience, and I'm glad that it was you, Adam.
Well, it was.
I wasn't. We had a horrible... Zach and I just had a horrible restaurant experience here on the Ovation of the Seas, which is, you know...
It was bad, but I wonder if you guys have Disney-itis, because it's like, you know, you're very into Disney and you expect a certain level of service because of how Disney does everything. And so is everything just compared to Disney just a little bit?
No.
No?
Not everything, no. And honestly, regardless, if I had been...
It was slow.
Stop. If I had been at Disney, at a Disney restaurant...
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting at that table for 1 hour before I got my appetizer.
Yeah.
And I was clearly sitting there with an empty drink or whatever. I would have said, you know, it's like I would have said something. So let's back you guys up just a little bit. Earlier tonight, we recorded Mix Minus. So check the Mix Minus feed. We talked a lot about what happened after the last Level 13 recording. So you can catch up on all of that stuff there. And we talked about kind of the stuff that happened today. So... The things that we didn't talk about on Mix Minus were the things that happened after we recorded. So we went and saw the featured entertainer for today, which was a comedy juggler.
Yeah, he's a world champion juggler.
And the founder and head of the World Juggling Foundation.
Yeah.
It was a fun show.
I enjoyed it. And as you said earlier... Yes. The comedian that you would have thought would have gone a full 45 minutes to an hour went 20 minutes yesterday. The juggler, who you would have thought would have gone 20 minutes, went the full 45 minutes tonight.
He went the full,
so,
right to the moment.
It's like, how do you juggle for 45 minutes and keep it entertaining? And it was, I was entertained the whole time.
I was entertained. I was a little bit worried at first because it kind of felt like it could have gone hokey, but he recovered pretty quickly. It was a great show. So it wasn't a great show. It was a good show.
It was a good show.
Yeah. We had a good show. We left there and, well, first, yeah, we left there and we needed to get to dinner. So our dinner was at 7:45. Now, we have not eaten in the main dining room on this ship yet because we ate in a specialty restaurant last night. So this is our first time in the main dining room. We get there and there's a huge line of people standing out in the hall, ready to go eat, and which is something I didn't anticipate. And so I was like, oh, okay. But since we didn't eat there last night, we didn't know where our table was. I knew our table number. I just didn't know where our table was. And I didn't want to walk in there and just start looking around on tables to try to figure out what the numbers were. So we had to wait a good 5 minutes, if not more, for someone to show up to lead us to our table even, right?
Right. Yeah. It didn't seem like they quite knew what they were doing because they were not... even acknowledging that we were standing there. So normally you would think they would go, oh, I see you standing there, sir. I'll be right with you.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
There was many waiters and other employees that came to that podium that we were standing at and purposely did not make eye contact with us because they didn't want to. Oh my God, there's like, it's the haunted room of...
Am I too? I'll just keep talking.
Adam left our squeaky closet door where we keep the sound equipment. He left it open, and now he's muted his microphone so he can go over there and shut it. I don't know what happened to the lights, though. The lights suddenly dim. That was kind of weird, too. All right. Anyway, so it took us a while to get seated. Once we got seated, we finally met our waiter assigned to us, Jose, who's a very nice man.
Yeah.
We had an assistant waiter. I don't remember her name, but she was a very nice woman.
Celeste.
And that's not what it was.
It could have been. It could have been.
So we said, and we ordered our food. Like we went through, we ordered Diet Cokes and we ordered our food. And then they left.
Well, so here's the mistake that we made, Daniel. Side. So the guy said,
side.
The guy said,
yes.
Are you
in a hurry?
In a hurry.
Oh, do you have a show?
Do you have a show
that you need to get to?
And we're like, no, we've got all the time in the world. We're good. Yeah. We're good. And so I think had we had it to do it over again,
yeah,
we would have said, absolutely, we have a strict,
yeah,
you know, turning, 9 o'clock.
We're turning into pumpkins in like 30.
But we didn't.
Minutes.
We're just like, oh, no, yeah. We don't have anything.
This so it took an hour. And this is not an exaggeration. No. This is not one of those like, oh, it was an hour and it was really only 15 minutes. It was, we got seated right before 8 o'clock and it was right before 9 o'clock when they brought our appetizer. The thing that we had ordered an hour ago.
It's
my
true.
My drink was empty. You brought over the appetizer. I had to ask for another Diet Coke, which ironically was really fast for them to get the Diet Coke. Anyway.
Yeah, but I feel like this whole first 2 days or first day and a half, I'm really noticing we're just getting back to cruising after 2 years of COVID. We don't have enough staff.
Yeah.
Because the last time I cruised with Royal Caribbean, mm-hmm. We didn't have any problems with anything, mm-hmm. like at all. I can't recall anything that we were, you know, service especially was really good. And, you know, yes, things have been slow.
Yeah.
There haven't been, like when you go to a bar area, mm-hmm. there aren't enough waiters. And so they don't, like when the last time we did Royal Caribbean, as soon as we sat down at a table in a bar, someone would be coming up.
Yeah.
Would you like a drink? You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. This cruise, we almost have to hunt for someone.
I just go to the bar.
And so, I have noticed differences, and I guess it's just like shortage of workers and COVID.
All right, well, let me finish our story because we need to wrap this up. But so it took, long story short, we didn't get our entrees for another 25 minutes, and then we didn't get our dessert until we were in that restaurant for over an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And there was a table behind us that was just
30 minutes of that hour and 40 minutes, they were talking to a manager.
To a manager, and they're screaming, I have never in my life. And I felt bad because I knew it wasn't the waiter. I tried to be nice to them, and I tried to like let them know, you know, without coming out and saying it. But, I get it. It's not your fault. But the food that they brought me had been sitting under a heat lamp for so long that it was a linguine. It was a seafood linguine, and the mussels were might as well have been chickpeas. They were dried out and shriveled up, and it was not good. And I left it. It was sitting on the edge of the table with my silverware in it for well over 20 minutes before they ever came and picked it up.
Yeah.
And offered me something else.
And then they offered you another entree, but we were all thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Is that going to be like another hour?
Exactly. Yeah,
to come out.
I don't want to do that. Anyway, so we had a bad restaurant experience. So now, this cruise, we are eating in specialty restaurants 4 of our 7 nights. So we were only going to be eating in that dining room 3 of the 7 nights, and we are now only have 2 nights left in that dining room that we have to eat.
Yeah.
And I'm seriously, we need to have some discussions tomorrow when we're in Juneau as we're about doing our day. Take a temperature between you and me and Zach just to kind of figure out, do we want to just call the main dining room a loss and eat at, other places?
I'm easygoing.
There's a 24-hour, not a 24-hour, but there's a buffet upstairs.
Yeah.
There's a pizza place downstairs. I mean, there's plenty of food on this ship that we don't have to pay $50 to go and eat. We don't have to do another specialty restaurant, but...
Right.
Well, anyway.
The only one left is Izumi, which is sushi.
Which I love sushi. I love sushi. Anyway, all right. So that was our experience tonight. Zach and I are going to go and meet the gays again, if they're there. And then, the 10 o'clock gays.
I don't want
meeting.
To meet the gays.
Yeah, Adam doesn't want to have anything to do with the gays.
No.
And so he is going to go, he wants to go find the hot tub.
No, I'm just going to go back to my room and watch TV.
You want to go to the hot tub late at night, like
2
a.m.
Mm-hmm.
2 a.m. in the morning. Oh, and also we have a time change tonight, so the 2 a.m. will happen twice.
Yeah, we gain an hour.
Yeah.
Lose an hour, something. No, we gain...
All right, so
we're turning back time tonight,
and I have to edit mix minus and stuff tonight before. Anyway, so all I'm trying to say, folks, is listen to the mix minus feed for more details about what happened since the last level 13 update, and that's really all you missed. So tomorrow we're docking in Juno midday. We're going to be going through the inside passage in the morning, past some mountains and some glaciers. So I'll try to get some. We have lots of video, by the way. So there will be lots of stuff on our YouTube channel, on Zach and my YouTube channel about this cruise that you can look at. Guest starring Adam Burns. Anyway, Adam, do you want to add anything else?
No. I'm good. That's what we did. I mean, yes, we will. There will be lots more. We're only a day and a half in.
That's right.
And we first stop tomorrow, like Daniel said. Yeah, it's our very first stop.
Our very first port tomorrow. So we're looking forward to taking Juno by storm. Oh, and the weather is supposed to be great. Yeah. It's supposed to be like 60, upper 60s.
59 degrees. No, upper 69 degrees. 69 degrees.
Upper 60s and sunny in Juno. That's going to be great. That'll be, warmer than Seattle even. So, all right. Say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Adam.